I often say that the reason I got into politics was because of Hillary Clinton.
Hillary Clinton, you write about her being a big inspiration for you.
I went with my friend Eleanor Kitzman to a firm and leadership program where Hillary Clinton was speaking. And I walked out of there and I said, I'm running for office.
It often takes a woman to get the job done.
Just saying, sometimes it takes a woman.
Well, you just saw there, my friends, the Hindenburg 2.0. That's Nikki Haley crashing and burning right before our very eyes. But of course, it's no surprise. Those of us who know her and her positions, we know she's always been Hillary 2.0. And just like Hillary, she's destined for the ash heap of history. Greetings, everyone. It's me, Dr. Steve, your Patriot Professor, here to help you think better so you can feel better in these crazy and turbulent times. If you haven't already done so, you know what to do. Make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. Also, again, I want you to prepare you for this Friday. At the end of this week, I'm sharing some really exciting news I've been working on for some time now. And if you're on my email list, you'll read about that announcement even sooner. But I promise you, if you are a top fan of this channel, you don't want to miss this. You're going to absolutely love it. If you think you're having a rough day today, I want to assure you that the last person you would want to be today is Nikki Haley. Her political career is literally imploding right before our very eyes as more and more videos surface showing her to be nothing more than Hillary Clinton 2.0.
What happens? He comes out of the gate. He hits the female chair of the party. He hits the female anchor on the platform. And then he hits me, and I'm not saying anything.
I ain't saying, I'm just saying.
But he might have a girl problem. Yeah. I'm just saying he might have a girl problem.
That's right. According to Nikki Haley, Vivek Ramaswamy attacked her because she's a woman. In fact, the only reason why Vivek called out Ronna McDaniel, who's a bona fide loser. The only reason why he called out NBC's ultra-leftist anchor, Kristen Welder. Not because she pushed the Russian collusion hoax every night on NBC for 3 years. No. No, it's because she's a woman. That's why they all got called out. It's because they're women. Now, what's the difference between how Nikki Haley accounts for her losses and how Hillary Clinton accounts for hers? I see none. And they appear to both share a penchant for cracking down on social media freedoms. Take a look.
When I get into office, the first thing we have to do, social media accounts, social media companies, they have to show America their algorithms. Let us see why they're pushing what they're pushing. The second thing is every person on social media should be verified by their name. That's, first of all, it's a national security threat. When you do that, all of a sudden people have to stand by what they say, and it gets rid of the Russian bots, the Iranian bots, and the Chinese bots. And then you're going to get some civility when people know their name is next to what they say.
Accountability.
And they know their pastor and their family member is going to see it. It's going to help our kids, and it's going to help our country.
I'll be back.
That's right, gang. He's back. It's time to show our support and celebrate the great return by clicking on that link below and getting your very own Trumpinator 2024 bobblehead in preparation for Donald Trump's glorious reascendance to the United States presidency. This collectible bobblehead from Proud Patriots is made with the highest quality material and really is a must-have for any Trump fan who wants to send some powerful energy towards what's shaping up to be the most glorious political comeback in history. Now, don't wait. There are just a limited number of these collectibles, and you certainly don't want to be caught paying way more later on eBay from someone who bought one now. So whatever you do, don't wait. Click on that link below right now and show your support for Trump 2024 today. So as you can see, according to Nikki Haley, Hillary 2.0, every person on social media will need to be verified. They will be required to use their real name. That's you. That's me. And that's Fox News going right along with it, nodding their heads in agreement. Interesting. Her ridiculous proposal to end internet freedom as we know it was swiftly condemned by Elon Musk, the proud owner of X, formerly known as Twitter. He dismissed Haley's preposterous proposal with this: she can stop pretending to run for president now. And frankly, more and more independent content creators are just calling out this charade, this ridiculous kabuki theater of a candidacy that's being imposed on us by Rupert Murdoch and the lame rhinos that dominate Fox News and legacy media as a whole. They're doing everything they possibly can to make you believe that Nikki Haley, Hillary 2.0, is a viable Republican contender. That she is the standard bearer of principled Republicans. I mean, it's hilarious. It's literally laughable. And it's even more laughable when you see how hard, particularly Fox News, is trying to make Dick Cheney in three-inch heels look like a plausible presidential candidate. I mean, it's just flatly comical. Let me put it to you this way. If she does somehow pull off the miraculous and ends up the primary challenger to Trump, she's going to lose in every single primary state by a worse margin than Liz Cheney lost Wyoming. She is going to get trounced, especially with videos like the ones we just saw going viral on social media. She's going to get utterly trounced. She's going to make Liz Cheney look victorious by comparison. So the question, of course, is why on earth is the Republican establishment doing this? Why are we seeing such obvious and fraudulent kabuki theater playing out right in front of us instead of all of these single-digit midgets giving up their candidacies and rallying around Trump? Newsweek actually published a very good piece diagnosing the Republican Party's major problem that they're facing, a problem that we on this channel have been pointing out for years now. When all is said and done, Nikki Haley exemplifies the Republicans' political schizophrenia. Now, listen to this article. It's very good. Quote, Republicans have been failing to convert Trump voters into regular GOP voters because the GOP fundamentally doesn't understand the nature of the Trump voter. Many of them are not traditional Republicans. In fact, some of them are not Republicans at all. As many as 15% of supporters of Trump in 2016 also voted for former President Obama 4 years prior. In 2020, Trump won an even larger share of traditional Democrat voters. This group largely comprises of minorities and the white working class. Many of them still harbor the same distrust of the Republican Party as an institution that they've always had. Philosophically, they're more John F. Kennedy than William F. Buckley. They view Trump's brand as separate from the Republican brand. They do not respond to traditional Republican messaging on issues or candidates. The GOP does not know how to properly communicate with these voters, so these voters are not motivated by the party's arguments. Bingo. That's Nikki Haley in a nutshell. She's making arguments that resonate with the Republican donor class, with Rupert Murdoch, the owner of Fox, but not with the Trump voter. For them, Nikki Haley's odious, especially the more they learn about her. And what this article points out is that until Republicans learn that they're speaking to a new coalition made up of a far more working class, nationalist, populist constituency, they are going to continue to lose. The George W. Bush neocon coalition is dead. It's not there anymore. How many more McCains and Romneys do we need to prove that? Thankfully, due to her own rhetoric, it looks like we're not going to have a Haley in place to find out. Are you ready to join the resistance? Because I'm leading a group of dedicated, courageous patriots who can lead a spearhead into the heart of the secular globalist establishment. We punish Bud Light and Target, driven CNN and the legacy media to near bankruptcy, forced BlackRock to backtrack on ESG, and now we're seeing our conservative-dominated Supreme Court ending affirmative action and protecting religious liberty. In my Insiders Club, I show you concrete steps to take locally and online that will only keep this mass uprising going until the battle is won. Don't wait. Click the link in my description below and join my Courageous Patriots Insiders Club today.